I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion. I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Purchase a qualifying Lennox Home Comfort System from DeSoto Electrical Products by November 30th and get a rebate up to $1,375. Call DeSoto Electrical Products and make your appointment today.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
When you were young and your heart was an open book.
Well, it's appropriate to play this song today because the new Bond movie, Skyfall, opens today. Last hour, Joe Hipperson gave it 10 out of 10. And Paul McCartney, who did the theme to the Bond movie, Live and Let Die, is going to be appearing at the Scotch Freight Center on Sunday night. And now here's your chance to play the Harris Challenge, which, might have a Bond category in it. We'll see. If you haven't played the Harris Challenge in the last month or so, you're eligible to play today at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones *KTRS. Before we play the challenge, I hope you'll indulge me a little personal message here. A happy birthday to the most important person in my life, my wife.
Oh.
We have been together. Thank you very much. We have been together for 29 years. Today is her birthday.
Wow.
So she's 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
you really did rob the cradle.
Yeah.
We called it a crib in those days, Dan. we're going to have a nice weekend. We're going out for, she's a steak and potatoes gal, so we're going out for a nice steak dinner tonight.
Nice.
And we're going to go to the Rep tomorrow. And on Sunday, we're going to go to the Fox and see Adam Savage and Jamie Hyneman with the Mythbusters tour.
Yeah.
It's coming through town. And just a little warning to anybody in the Grand area, if that part of town blows up on Sunday night, you'll know why. Adam and Jamie were here. So we look forward to a nice weekend together, and happy birthday. Happy birthday. All right, let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. And that's you, John. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great, thank you. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not much to say, just glad it's Friday.
Okay. You don't have to use the full 5 seconds. That's okay. let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the categories and the questions that you can choose from as our first contestant today, John. Category one, sure, as predicted, was Bond, James Bond. Category two, the multiple choice election. Category three, have you been paying attention? Which one would you like?
Let's try the Bond.
All right. It's a good thing you chose that category because one of these questions is the biggest gimme of all time.
Right.
Now, let me explain how the challenge works. For, we have new listeners coming on board. May never have heard the Harris Challenge before. I've only been doing it for 20 years.
Well.
But new people are coming on board each and every day. So here's how it works. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. The easier ones at the beginning, the harder ones at the end. Worth 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, 5 points. At the end of that 60 seconds, a buzzer will sound and will tally up your score. If you get 8 points or more, you're a winner. If you get 7 points or less, we don't call them a loser on this show. We call them the punishee because I will have to punish you. But you don't want to be the punishee. You want to be the winner because it's only the winner that gets these fabulous prizes.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul. We're going to throw in an El Tio Pepe gift certificate. Authentic Mexican food with two locations in St. Charles. We also have a Westport car wash. Good for one free car wash at Westport Car Wash with four locations now. And we have a Well Hungarians t-shirt to throw in the mix.
Oh, that's a prize package worth well over
$1 million.
Taxes not included. John, you've chosen Bond, James Bond. 60 seconds on the clock. Stand by for your gimme question and then four more. Let's play the Harris Challenge. John, what Bond movie did Paul McCartney do the title song for?
Live and Let Die.
There you go.
Whoa.
Who created James Bond?
His name just...
You can pass if you want.
Yeah, I'll pass.
For 1 point each, name three of the men who have played Bond in the movies between Sean Connery and Daniel Craig.
Roger Moore.
Yep.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yep.
And,
You want to come back to it?
Yeah.
What was the first Bond movie that Sean Connery starred in?
I don't know, Pat.
What letter of the alphabet is the name of the guy who makes Bond's crazy gadgets?
I'm going to guess Q.
Did you say Q?
I did.
The correct answer is Q.
Oh. Whoa. And that was a guess?
That was a guess.
Wow.
The first Bond movie Sean Connery starred in was Dr. No. The other two guys who played Bond, besides Moore and Brosnan, were George Lazenby, who was only in one, and Timothy Dalton.
George Lazenby.
And, of course, Sean Connery and Daniel Craig. And the guy who created James Bond was Ian Fleming. So let's see. You got 1 point each for Roger Moore and Pierce Brosnan, 5 points for Q, and one for Live and Let Die. And, John, that's eight. You're a winner.
Wow, John.
Congratulations. Now, stand by while Dan gives you information, and we move on to our next contestant. And that's you, Mark.
Hey.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheat plug opportunity.
Well, I work for a company called OK Novelty. Manage it. We supply pool tables, jute boxes, pinballs, and those kind of things to a lot of the area businesses, bars and such.
Cool. Okay. Hey, did those individual poker machines ever take off? There was a company called Poker Tech that was making these things where you could play, like, heads up, hold 'em, and they made a bar version of that. Did that ever take off?
No.
What happened?
I don't know. It was, maybe other parts of the country, but not here they didn't.
We actually
own one.
So. And nobody wants it in their bar?
No.
Wow.
It was kind of boring, actually. So
I'm a poker player, and I played one as a demo once somewhere in Vegas, and I prefer actually sitting down in a casino and playing it. I never played online or anything, and I was bored by the machine. So that's exactly the way I felt about it.
Exactly.
That's why the company didn't do so well. Okay, we have the multiple choice election. Have you been paying attention? Or we add another category in here called real names.
Let's try real names.
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. You know, you got to get eight or better to win, Mark, right?
Yeah.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former star of Two and a Half Men was born Carlos Estevez?
Charlie Sheen.
Correct. Which movie star changed her name from Norma Jean Baker?
Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. Which Beatles' first real name is James?
Oh, gosh. I think John Lennon.
Paul McCartney.
Ah, Lord.
James Paul McCartney. What Western movie star was born Marion Michael Morrison?
That'd be John Wayne.
That's correct. Which rocker / policeman was born Gordon Sumner?
That is Sting.
That is Sting. And that would be 12 points for you, Mark. Congratulations.
All right.
So you're a winner, and Dan has your info. Stand by. Have a great weekend.
Thank running you. Out of prizes.
Here's Dave. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Howdy.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hey, I'm unemployed for 5.5 months. Anybody looking for a good employee, I'm available.
What do you do?
multi-unit supervision. I was in the theater business for a long time.
Hmm. Multi-unit supervision. I have to be honest, I have no idea what that means.
like a district manager type.
Oh, okay. We have the multiple choice election. We have you been paying attention? And our new third category is lyrics you should know. We did this last week with Beatles lyrics you should know. This will not be Beatles related. This is other songs, lyrics you should know. You can have that or the other ones. Which would it be?
There was one on elections.
The multiple choice election.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
All right, Dave, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. After Mitt Romney conceded, who was the first person Obama called? Was it Nate Silver, John Boehner, or Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
Correct. What did voters in Maine, Maryland, and Washington vote to legalize this week?
Same-sex marriage.
Correct. Which of these men cried in public after the election? John Boehner, Joe Biden, Barack Obama?
Obama?
Correct. He was thanking some campaign workers. Obama is our third consecutive two-term president. How many other times has that happened in American history?
Once?
Correct. Which of these was not elected to the U.S. Senate this week? The first openly gay senator, the first Native American senator, or the first Hindu American senator?
The first Native American.
You are correct. We've had several Native Americans. The most famous of those was Ben Nighthorse Campbell. Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin is America's first openly gay senator. And Mazie Hirono of Hawaii is our first Hindu American. And Dave, you are our first contestant today to get a clean sweep. 15 points. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. By the way, the only other time we've had three consecutive two-term presidents was all the way back to Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe.
Wow.
Who, of course, are now a law firm in Collinsville. Dave, congratulations. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And now we move on to contestant number four. Hello, Ross.
Hello. How are you, good. Mr. Harvey?
Harris.
It's Paul. Yeah.
Oh, Harris. Oh, Harris. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'd like to just say hi to my lovely wife, Karen, my son, Brody, Andrew, and my daughter, Kennedy.
All right. Two categories left. Have you been paying attention, or lyrics you should know?
Let's see. How about paying attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Ross. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Who got in trouble this week for sharing confidential information with the makers of a video game? Was it Navy SEALs, executives at Apple, or a staff person at WikiLeaks?
Navy SEALs.
Correct. Which state began rationing gasoline this week?
New York.
Correct. In what state was Jared Loughner sentenced to 7 life sentences plus 140 years in prison?
Arizona.
Correct. For 2 points each, which two states legalized recreational use of marijuana this week?
Washington and Colorado.
Very good. What is a Denver mail carrier in trouble for stepping around while on his route? An alligator? You know the answer already. I was going to say an alligator, a bank robber, or a dead guy. It is a dead guy. Here's the story. The U.S. Postal Service is defending a mail carrier who stepped around a Denver man who collapsed and died near his front door. Dale Porch was dropped off at home after working the night shift for the Regional Transportation District, but he never made it inside. Family members say hours later, a mail carrier walked by his body to deliver the mail, but did nothing to help. The family says the mail carrier told him he thought the body was a mannequin, a decoration left over from Halloween. A Postal Service spokesman calls it an unfortunate situation that probably would not have happened any other time of the year. Yeah, it's, by the way, even at Halloween, you should be able to recognize dead guy versus mannequin when you're delivering mail in the afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, but there probably wasn't enough postage.
Yeah, talk about your ultimate postage due. The mailman, by the way, has been temporarily taken off the route until he goes to, what, dead guy sensitivity training?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll not walk over a dead body.
Ross, you got the clean sweep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And
we're going to change the restaurant now since we are out of the Mexican restaurants.
Really?
We're going to go to King Edward's.
There we go.
Fried chicken in St. Charles.
Okay. That? Well, that's what you're playing for, Dan, as our final contestant today.
Sounds good.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Off work, on vacation for a week, and going deer hunting.
Yeah, good luck. Hope you get what you want out there. Your category is lyrics you should know. We put 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. And I'm going to apologize now because, as we found out last week, our background music will annoy you while you're trying to figure out the lyrics and the song and fast-forwarding through the song in your head. Just a little warning ahead of time, but here we go. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In Mary Had a Little Lamb, what color is the lamb?
White as snow.
Correct. For 1 point each, which two states are mentioned in Ode, Susanna?
Pass.
What's the other animal in the lyrics of Pop Goes the Weasel?
Pass.
For 2 points each, which two states are mentioned in the chorus of This Land Is Your Land?
Pass.
In the song, She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain, what color pajamas will she be wearing?
Oh, my goodness.
Pink.
Red. Back to the two-pointer. For 1 point each, which two states are mentioned in Oh, Susanna?
I don't know.
What's the other animal in the lyrics of Pop Goes the Weasel?
I don't know.
Take a guess at this point.
Parrot.
No, it's a monkey. The two states in Oh, Susanna are Alabama and Louisiana, and the two states in This Land Is Your Land are California and New York. So, Dan, you got the one-pointer for Mary Had a Little Lamb, and that means that you're the only person today I had to punish. I am going to give you a choice, however. Because Paul McCartney is going to be here on Sunday, you can have your choice of one of two different people singing a Beatles classic. You can have Bill Mr. Cosby doing it, or you can have Goldie Hawn. Which one would you like?
Oh, we got to go with Cosby.
All right. Here is your punishment music, chosen especially for you.
It was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. And they've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
All right, Dan, you've learned your lesson, haven't you?
I have.
I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge.
Thank you.
And that's how we do it every Friday, right around 5:15, here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's check the highways again with Frank Ladd. Hello, Frank.
Is it bad that I actually liked the Bill Cosby version?
Yes,
I like it too.
There is something bad about that.
You're just a little strange.
That could be true too. I was thinking it was going to be a lot worse than that, and it really wasn't. We do have a bad situation out there now, northbound on 270 between Manchester and Clayton Road. It's a crash blocking the two right lanes. Starting to see that volume back to Manchester now, headed northbound on 270. Southbound on 270, the driver is also slowing to take a look, as they always do. We are heavy now and slow in the normal stretch between Page and Doherty Ferry. Southbound on 270. Westbound on 64, you're on the brakes now between Kings Highway and McCausland. Then again, 270 to Mason. And in pockets from the Boone's Crossing exit out to the Boone Bridge. Then again, out in St. Charles County, it's a heavy stretch between 94 and Highway K. Southbound on 170, you're on the brakes as well between, looks like, Del Mar now and Brentwood Boulevard. Eastbound on Highway 70 headed towards downtown, could see a heavy pocket passing St. Louis Avenue headed towards the Memorial Drive area. They've gotten that accident out of the way that had been blocking the right lane. Still heavy up in North County. Eastbound on Highway 270 from McDonald through 170. 170 northbound, you're on the brakes now in pockets north of Highway 70 to 270. And you are heavy this afternoon westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchett Bridge. Remember, 370 and Highway 364 are your best alternates this afternoon around the Blanchett Bridge closure. This update is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. It's Kohl's two-day sale. Night Owls, Friday 3 p.m. to midnight. Early Bird, Saturday 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Details in the store. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
I just found out that the financial show that was supposed to follow us, you know, the new one hosted by Fiscal Cliff.
Yes.
That's been canceled.
No.
I know everybody was looking forward to hearing what Fiscal Cliff had to say about the stock market and all your financial advice for the upcoming year, but that's been canceled. Instead, we will air the previously scheduled Mizzou Kickoff Countdown show with our friends Jim Hewer and Jim Holder. And Jim is on the phone now live from the Mizzou store out in the Chesterfield Valley. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Paul, I am well, man. It's what a beautiful day, huh?
We unbelievable. Could, you know what? I am so glad that winter is over and that spring is finally here. and you know, it's only going to get better. Tomorrow, it's going to be like 75 degrees.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, though. We're going to have about 22-pound bugs flying around in your yard because we didn't have a freeze. And so, you know, when you go out walking your German Shepherd and he's picked up by three big bugs and...
That's tough.
We've got those big bugs now, I guess, over in Webster Groves, I'm told.
Yeah,
that's our new neighborhood.
Those are the kind where you go out with the fly swatter and the bug goes, really? Come on.
Yeah.
Well, you're
sorry. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yes. Hey, listen, we're on for 2 hours talking about Jimmy Huer and myself. And as you had said, Paul, we're out here at the Mizzou store, the spectacular Mizzou store out in the valley. And in Chesterfield Common. So where you know, everybody knows where the Smokehouse is and Annie Guns and Ethan Allen, Golf Galaxy, boom, we're right there. We're right next to it, you know.
Yep.
We're not right next to Annie Guns and Tom Sainert's beautiful place,
but we're
right behind Ethan Allen.
Yeah.
You know, and right next to Golf Galaxy, but another 2 hours of a lot of fun and talking about the big Mizzou and Tennessee game tomorrow, which they'll be teeing it up at 11:21, and Jason Lamar with a pregame commencing at 9:45. Missouri 4-5 overall, the same as Tennessee, and between them, Paul, it's interesting. They've won one SEC conference game, and that Missouri beat Kentucky, and they're 1-5, and the Volunteers are only 0-5. So, but tonight on the show, we'll hear from Gary Pinkel. We'll hear from another alum, as we do every week. And this week, it's a gentleman by the name of Chuck Link. Chuck Link was a wide receiver and a kick returner for the Missouri Tigers. And actually, his first year was the first year that Al Onofrio was on board. So it'll be interesting. And here's the interesting thing is, this guy, Paul, has been very active over the years over in Columbia and been a season ticket holder. And his daughter was actually a cheerleader for the Missouri Tigers after graduating from Parkway West. And he's got a group of 30 on a bus, and they just pulled into to Knoxville. He just checked in, and he's going to be talking to us about 6:25 tonight. And then we'll also hear from another gentleman that was at one time president of the local quarterback club, Steve Hayes, a long time. He's a partner in Reuben Brown, very successful, for a firm in Clayton. And we're going to talk to Steve Hayes. We'll have John Hadley and Vahe Gregorian this week, as well as Blair Kirchhoff. He is a writer, Paul, for the Kansas City Star. Now, the interesting thing there is he's giving us the perspective on Missouri from the western part of the state and their efforts in the SEC. And then we'll also have Inside the Numbers. So a lot going on here for the next 2 hours. At the Missouri store.
All right, all that kicks off at 6 o'clock with Jim Holder and Jim Huer here on the home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS.
Sunday is Veterans Day. It's not one of those holidays where there are big sales or you have to buy a gift for everyone on your list. That makes it easier for you to do the following on Veterans Day. Thank a vet. Vets have served in every conflict, and some have given their lives so we can have the freedom we all enjoy. So what's the best way to celebrate Veterans Day? Honor a vet by saying thank you. Thank you for all you have done. From the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you looking to organize your life? Well, first you need to start by organizing your home. And that starts with a phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. Hi, everybody. McGraw Milhaven here. Jennifer Williams started St. Louis Closet Company 20 years ago, and her idea was a good St. Louis company that makes custom-made closets, 100% custom-made closets, 100% manufactured right here in St. Louis. It's a St. Louis company with local ties to the community, and it has been that way since the day it started. Jennifer Williams, the owner of St. Louis Closet Company, give them a call, 314-781-9000. They'll come out, give you a free in-home estimate. All sorts of deals going on right now. They'll come back, they'll install it in just one day. And oh, did I mention St. Louis Closet Company is St. Louis owned and St. Louis operated? Jennifer Williams, the owner of St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. Or stlouiscloseteco.com.
This holiday season, Granite Busters is giving back.
And you can be a big part of it.
For every granite countertop purchase made between now and December 22nd, Granite Busters, in association with the Salvation Army, will fulfill the gift wish of a needy child in the St. Louis area.
Come in, explore the 20,000 square foot warehouse, select from over 120 granite color styles, and find the slab that you want for your countertops.
Granite Busters will custom cut the stone and fabricate it to your specifications.
Once you schedule installation and make your purchase, then you can select a child's gift wish card from the Granite Busters Giving Tree.
Ultimately, your purchase will brighten the Christmas of a child in need.
It's the Granite Busters Giving Tree.
Call and schedule your appointment at 636-282-3900.
Or stop in Monday through Saturday at 752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Gorgeous granite countertops just before the holidays.
And a gift for a child in need.
Expect the best. Granite Busters. Granite Busters. Granite Busters.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure the Rosetta Stone method is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before, and it was always too hard.
This is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking in a new language in less than 15 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 15 minutes?
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-400-4010. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo, call now, 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Suffering with the discomfort of stiff, achy joints is bad enough. But what makes it even worse is the disappointment that comes from incomplete joint products that just don't work. But now, you can finally get relief from your discomfort and disappointment thanks to Instaflex, the first complete joint solution that's now the number one seller at GNC. Instaflex is number one because, unlike others that only disappoint you, its fast-acting complete formula can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex just by calling 1-800-900-6110. Complimentary samples are not available in stores, but if you call now, we'll ship your sample straight to your door. But hurry, supplies are very limited. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But remember, you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now, 1-800-900-6110. That's 1-800-900-6110.
Join the fun, Garden View Care Center style, at the KTRS Baby Boomer Expo November 11th between 11 and 3 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Remember to stop by the Garden View Care Center booth at the Baby Boomer Expo and register to win a framed collectible World Series picture autographed by Cardinal World Series greats Bob Gibson and Lou Brock, among others. Between 11:45 and 12:45, meet Cards broadcaster John Rooney in person at the Garden View Care Center booth. John will be autographing baseballs for the first 24 visitors. Taste great, free, fun food prepared by Garden View Care Center chefs. Enjoy free chair massage, play Wii games, and join in on the Zumba demonstrations at the main stage sponsored by Garden View Care Centers. Garden View Care Center brings the fun at the KTRS Baby Boomer Expo and the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. From 11 to 3, join the fun at the Baby Boomer Expo November 11th between 11 and 3, courtesy of Garden View Care Center.
Don't miss the Kickoff Countdown Show live from the Mizzou store in the Chesterfield Valley every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with Jim Holder. Jim will update you on everything you need to know about this week's University of Missouri football game. Plus, there'll be special guests from Mizzou. Make sure to tune in or stop by every Friday at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield to get all your Tiger info. It's the Kickoff Countdown Show, 6 p.m. Fridays on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
It's Aloha Friday.
so on Friday, no work till Monday.
Why are you waving it off, man?
Got cakes running everywhere.
Taking the day off.
Bookie on the side while Mom's
really? He just decided right now?
It's Aloha Friday.
We won't have Aloha Friday.
Just turn it right off there. That's it. Tell the truth. Mike has flown to Washington, where he's applying for the job of director of the CIA to replace David Petraeus.
That sounds logical.
Okay.
He just told you he's taking the day off?
He said that he sent all of his stations. He took the day off for all of his stations, which he does like 50-something or 60-something stations.
And yeah.
He said he sent an MP3 report to the stations.
Yeah. Well, aren't we a station?
Yeah, we are.
And did we get an MP3?
I don't believe we did. I told him that was the first I heard of this.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what you're saying here is that Mike Evans lied. Wow.
Yes. Basically, it was the first I heard of it.
Well, this is awkward.
This is very awkward.
Well, I have to say, this is one of the best Mike Evans reports we've ever had, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Homes. Yeah. Don't have to screw the sponsor just because Mike screwed
up. That's true.
Thompson Price, great stuff for your home. Check out all the stuff they have on their website, thompsonprice.com. Well, apparently we're going to have an opening here for Gossip Guy on Friday.
Entertainment reporter.
I saw this online today, a list of some of the country's disappearing occupations, like postal worker. We're losing a lot of them. Post office has been having a fiscal crisis for years, but with more people using email and shipping packages via the others, you know, your day-to-day mail person. But that's not one of the ones that I think would be near the top of the list. Here's what I think should be at the top of the list of disappearing occupations in our 21st century America. Video store clerk.
Oh, yes.
In 1989, there were 70,000 video stores in the U.S. Whoa. Today, there are 5,000.
Man,
from 70,000 down to 5,000. That's because of Netflix and Amazon Instant Video.
It's amazing to see all those empty Blockbusters. And nothing really has gone in those stores either. Plus, they're just sitting open.
You can go to Dierbergs and get a movie out of the Redbox.
Yeah. There are a couple small... we have one... I can't remember what the name of the chain is. It's one of the smaller chains by our house that's
Hollywood
still open.
Video or...
Oh, man, I can't think of it now.
I know there's Family Video.
Family Video. I think that's it.
They're still around. They don't carry anything above PG-13, like R.
That one seems to do well. I always see it packed. So
the report that I saw said all that's left are the small independent stores, many of which are owned by people who don't do it as a huge moneymaker, but because they love movies. Because they say there's no algorithm in the world good enough to replace an educated clerk at a video store that knows your tastes and can steer you to something you'd like.
Were you ever one of those people that walked in a store not knowing what you...
Never.
Please, suggest a movie for me. I'm in the mood for a dramedy.
First of all, the people who worked at Blockbuster were the same kind of people who worked at McDonald's or Cold Stone Creamery or whatever it was. You know, it was mostly teenagers. Particularly when you went at night.
You could ask them, do you have this? Then they go over to the computer and
look
type
it up
in
the computer. Exactly what we would do now on our iPhone app to look up something on the Internet Movie Database and find it and then go down to the place and see if they have it. Exactly the same. But no, I never took a recommendation. Here's the thing that always used to get me about the bigger video stores. The entire wall, well, three walls. Because not the front, that was a window. But the left wall, the right wall,
the outer
wall, they all said new releases.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
The definition of new was really a relative term in these places.
And it was amazing. I mean, when they were booming, you would see three full shelves of the same movie, and they'd all be out.
Yes.
It was amazing for a while.
But you'd also see movies in there where you'd think, I would go in there sometimes. I once made a list of this. I went in. Just for fun. I never used it on the air, but just for fun, I started making a list of sequels to movies that you didn't know there was a first movie.
Oh, the one right to DVD?
I don't know. Maybe they went right to DVD.
I don't even remember. I know what you're talking about because I don't remember ever seeing them at the theater.
I'll give you a perfect example. The first one on my list, Alligator 2.
Alligator 2?
Yeah. Did you know there was an alligator one? No.
I never knew
no
that.
One knew that. Now, you talk about going right to DVD. Did the first one ever get projected onto a screen anywhere?
I don't know.
It must have.
It's like some of those, nowadays it's the National Lampoon's ones. They go straight to DVD. They right. don't even show them at the theater anymore.
Right. I don't even know if they get the DVD. I think they go right to Cinemax.
Just horrible, horrible movies.
Yeah,
Some of the American Pies that had none of the original stars
That's
in it.
Right. Yeah. We can't get Allison Hannigan because she's on How I Met Your Mother and would cost us way too much. We can get the Jason guy.
Dumb and Dumberer? What was it? Was that the one with...
That was the second one.
Without Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I love it when they make sequels, but they can't get any of the original people or only a couple of them. Like Caddyshack 2.
Oh my God.
See. We can't get Rodney again. We get Jackie Mason.
And that was
And they got Chevy
Dan
Chase
Aykroyd.
For it, didn't was they? It?
Chevy Chase was still in that one. I think Dan Aykroyd might. Did he have a cameo in
Dan
that?
No, Dan Aykroyd was like the Carl because Bill Murray didn't do it.
That's right.
It was horrible.
Oh. Yes, it was hard. And wasn't Randy Quaid in that also?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, really bad.
But at least you heard of Caddyshack, and they made Caddyshack 2. Whoever heard of Alligator? Enough people, remember, here's how it works in Hollywood. They only make the sequel if the first one made some money. Somebody has to say, hey, we've got a franchise here.
Alligator.
Jenkins, get up here. We need a script for Alligator 2. This one is going to be a gold mine for us.
Jaws 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait a second. Now you're toying with something special for me. You know why? I hosted the premiere of Jaws 3D.
Wow.
Which, speaking of a Quaid, that one had Dennis Quaid and...
Oh, that's right.
Was it Meg Ryan might have been in that with him?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, no. Jaws in 3D?
Louis Gossett Jr. was in that, and it was in 3D. And the only thing that was in 3D was so that when they went underwater...
Yeah.
For the shots of the shark was swimming directly towards the camera.
Oh, right at you.
And its snout looked like it was coming out. And then at one point, they have guys under the water trying to kill the shark, and they throw spears.
Oh, yeah,
and, of course, the spears come right at you. That's the only reason for 3D is to make it look like stuff is coming at you.
It was like the old Three Stooges 3D movies. Oh. Remember? They'd throw a pencil or something at you, and it'd go and float through the air.
I still remember the SCTV parodies of 3D movies where John Candy or Eugene Levy or one of the other guys, they would, like, hold their drink and move it closer to the camera and away. Ooh, in 3D. You know, Joe Flaherty was playing Dracula. Ooh, 3D kids. But how did they get to that? 3D, ridiculous. And then Jaws 4 was even worse. That's the one where Lorraine Gary, who played Roy Scheider's wife in the first two movies.
Oh, she killed the shark, right?
She moved to the Bahamas, and the shark followed her.
Yes,
it followed her. Yeah.
Couldn't be the shark. It had to be a member of the shark's family.
Yeah, because the Jaws was killed, and then in the second
one.
Or
was it?
Well, it was blown up, I thought.
Yes, it was.
But the second one was what? Jaws' son or something? The son of Jaws?
Something like that. Yeah. It's like that. We were talking with Joe Hipperson a couple weeks ago about Taken 2, where the people who Liam Neeson killed, their family now comes after
That's
them.
Right.
They got that idea from Jaws 4.
And I wanted to see that, and then it got such horrible reviews, and then I heard the other people that saw it said it was terrible,
I didn't even go see it. I did see it.
Yeah.
That was a time in my life when I was hosting too many movie premieres, and I got to do both 3D and 4 for Jaws.
Wow.
One other thing I want to mention before we go here today. Did you hear about the iPad scam in Texas?
Yes.
There was a woman at a gas station. A guy pulls up in a van and says, hey, I've got some iPads and stuff, and I've got some laptops if you're interested in buying. Now, we here in the St. Louis area, we know about these speakers out of the back of a van scam that went on. I think that went on for 3 or 4 years before the guy got arrested.
Oh, then there was the plasma TV scam where they would sell oven doors.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Well, in this case, this guy offered to sell a brand new iPad. He said it's worth $800, which it is, and it's worth like $400, $500 if you get the one with the cell phone deal. But he said, I'll sell you the $800 iPad for $200. And she said to herself, this woman, Jolanta Freeman, said, well, Christmas is coming up. My family would love that, so here's the money. And he drives off. Doesn't even give her anything. She gets nothing.
Not even a fake iPad?
Not even a box, nothing.
Oh, that's
so she
rude.
Gets nothing, and then she says, that is so messed up, that's so wrong, I would never do anybody like that. I just started cussing at him, I was so upset. Here's my tip to everybody else. Don't buy nothing on the streets from nobody. Consumer spokesperson Jolanta Freeman, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, wasn't there one, too? So this is a separate story, because I heard a lady bought one the other day, and it turned out to be a mirror. Did you hear about that?
An iPad?
It was an iPad.
With
he had
Apple
a sticker
on it?
Oh, yeah. The back looked very convincing. And on the front, it had like a sticker with all the apps on it. But you scratch the sticker off, and it's a mirror.
This thing does not work, but my eyelashes look great.
Yes.
Don't buy nothing on the streets from nobody. I can't do better than that, folks. I'll see you next week.
We should have that put on a T-shirt, I think. And here to check the traffic one last time for us is Frank Ladd. Hello, Frank.
And then sell those T-shirts on the street?
That's right. Yes. We'll stop at gas stations and sell them.
Working with a crash now, westbound Highway 70 at Cass, blocking the right lane. That has you backed up to Lumiere Place. Still working with the accident, northbound 270 north of Manchester, blocking the right lane. It's essentially in that exit lane to Highway 40. You are backed up to Manchester, northbound on 270. Southbound on 270, starting to thin out. It's really heavy between 64 and Doherty Ferry now. Southbound on 170, a little better. Just heavy pockets, Del Mar through the Forest Park Parkway. 64 westbound, the normal slow goes. Science Center to McCausland, 270 out to 141. Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge, and a couple pockets out in St. Charles County, west of the Boone Bridge out to Highway K, and then from Highway N out through Interstate 70. 270 eastbound is heavy this afternoon, McDonald to 170. 5570 is heavy from the Illinois Bank into downtown St. Louis. It's really been light all afternoon, but now it's pretty heavy as I have to make my way into downtown, of course, so it's heavy on my drive home. This update brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and with HD digital traffic and avoid it with the updates as often as 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
Tomorrow, for the first time ever, Missouri will meet the Volunteers of Tennessee on the football field. Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Missouri travels to Knoxville, where more than 100,000 fans will be waiting. I hope you'll join us right here.
Coverage begins at 9:45 a.m. Game time is at 11. Get every pass, every play, right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
As we age, our immune system weakens.
Richard Burkell, National Council on Aging.
With less natural resistance to infection, older adults are at greater risk for flu and its serious complications. Immunization is the best protection. Speak to your healthcare provider about your flu vaccine options, including a higher dose option specifically for adults 65 and older.
To learn more, visit ncoa.org/flu.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more,
Visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details.
We are Mizzou. Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by Heartland Bank. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou travels to Knoxville to take on Tennessee. Heartland Bank, real life banking.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude. All right,
thank you,
dude.
Bye,
bye, y'all.
The Big 550 KTRS
from ABC News.